precious name we have prayed.
Amen.
The prayer of the top of the tongue goes nowhere. God looks on the one coming from the heart. We better upgrade our perspective in worship so we can maximize any moment spent with God. Thou shalt seek for me and find me when you shall seek for me with all your heart. Who is this that engaged his heart to seek unto me? Says the Lord. I will change his story. I've been pouring my soul unto God. That was Hannah's testimony, and Samuel came. Prayer of the tip of the tongue does not go beyond the ceiling. It never gains access to the ears of God. They pray, and the place shook. They were filled with the Holy Ghost, and immediate evidence, they spoke the word of God with boldness. Let's not be casual about it. Growing up, I know when they say it's time for silent prayer, it means time to take a nap. And then behind it, it was snoring and praying. They have to ring a bell to wake everybody up. Let's come alive. Let's not be slothful in business, but fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Fervency of spirit makes all the difference.
Yes, sir.
Fervency. Fervency of spirit. Fervency. I told you what the Lord told me. One of it, not all of it, just one. I had sand from heaven in those 30 minutes. Engage. Look, if your heart is not engaging, don't come from home. It'll be a waste of time. Spend your time doing something else. Who is that engage his heart to seek unto me, said the Lord. For their nobles shall come of themselves, and their governors shall be from among them. And he'll cause them to draw near. For who is this that engage his heart? It's our heart that brings us near to him. My prayer is that you won't be casual anymore in your walk with God. You won't be casual anymore in your walk with God. You won't be casual anymore in your walk with God. You won't be casual anymore in your walk with God. In the name of Jesus. Again, for the first, second, and the third word we've heard this morning, fresh word from heaven. I have my notes. A wise man shall hear and increase in learning. Daniel was over endowed, but I, Daniel, understood by books. God gave Paul an unusual endowment of wisdom. It's according to the wisdom which God has given our brother Paul, in which he wrote some things that are very hard for us, even our apostles. And yet, bring my books and my notes. T.L. Osborne said, when you stop learning, you start dying. Let's open up for fresh waters. Stagnant water stinks. It doesn't take time for things to go stale. Let's open up for fresh water at all times through the earth of continuous lifelong learning. Lifelong learning. lifelong learning. In the name of Jesus, the forces that make more than a conqueror of a believer must depart with you from here. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Thank you, Jesus. Please be seated. Everything we've been trying to communicate is all about how to manifest as more than a conqueror. How to manifest as more than a conqueror. We need to give the power of wisdom its place. The power of love. And the wonders of divine secrets. Towards empowerment to manifest as more than a conqueror. Every provision of heaven requires an access key. Keys of the kingdom. By faith, we are redeemed to be overcomers. By supernatural faith, we are redeemed to be more than conquerors. Everything about God has order, 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 order. And if you don't follow the order, you miss the product. The end product demands the process. You ignore the process, you have lost the product. We're talking about wisdom. It's not, if any man lack wisdom, that is, you lack wisdom for this particular thing. You pray, Lord, which way do I go? What you are told. How do I go about this? I've had to handle quite a few things by privilege, here and there. But whatever it's from above, it's above all. Lord, I don't know this thing. And I don't want them to resort into a box in here. Now, show me the way to go. And it just shows you because you ask. You have not because you ask not. My prayer is that each of us will experience a dramatic change of level by engaging with those tips that the Holy Ghost is passing down to us in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You get to a point where you put your enemies to flight, like we are told, without a fight. Because they can't stand you in the rings. They can't. You cleave to me, and I will lay your fear on all the land where the soul of the fish have tread upon. They can't stand you. They hear you are coming, they are jitsu. You arrive. They vanish. Can't look on your face. That's where you are entering into. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let me hear your loudest amen. For the time we have, we look straight into the part two of what the Holy Ghost laid on my heart to share in this prophetic event. And I believe every one of us shall be blessed beyond our wildest expectation in the name of Jesus Christ. Operating in the realm of more than a conqueror. Our focus in this series is on the power of faith. that enables believers to operate in the realm of more than a conqueror. Through faith, they subdued nations. They wrought righteousness in the midst of corruption. They obtained promises. They stopped the mouth of lions. They quenched the violence of fire. They escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness, were made strong. They waxed valiant. They don't cow in battle. They waxed valiant in fight. They turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Their stand turns the enemy to flight. By the mystery of faith, I want to believe, God, that every one of us will live here with a fresh baptism of the spirit of faith. We have these different degrees of faith. We have the measure of faith given to everyone at creation. It's that we use to get saved. It's in you. And so you can find a man, I don't believe that. No. He can choose what to believe, even though he's not born again. You give him an information, he says, I don't believe that. The virtue of faith was created with man. I don't believe that. But after we are born again, it changes our story. The faith of the believer makes him an overcomer. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith that looks so ordinary to the unbeliever, to the unsaved, makes overcomers of believers. But then there is little faith, there is great faith, and there is strong faith. Strong faith is what we call the shield of faith or the spirit of faith. The unshakable faith. The faith that takes a stand in spite of all prevailing circumstances. Awesome. We're talking about that supernatural faith in this series. And I want you to believe that it's available to everyone. The Bible said, Honestly covet for the best gifts. When he was talking about the gifts, talking about and to others, faith. So it's a gift of faith. It's a spiritual endowment. And it's defined as the spirit of faith. We having the same spirit of faith. So there is the spirit of faith that empowers believers to believe all things. That will make it an asset. By the way, we call heresy. So worship by the Lord God of my fathers. Believing all things. And who was speaking? Paul. That's Acts chapter 24, verse 16, or verse 14. Believing all things. The spirit of faith empowers us to believe all things. All things. And Paul was saying, we have the spirit of faith. So it was by the spirit of faith, he got the capacity to believe all things. All things. All things. What an asset of assets. Because whatever word we receive and believe, we are empowered to become. Now, the spirit of faith enables you and I to believe all things. Come and say all things. To believe all things. To leave human rationalities aside. Believe all things. And John 1:12, talking about the world, as many as received him, the world, to them gave you power to manifest as sons of God. Even as many as believe on his name. So when you receive and believe anything, you are empowered to manifest it. You are empowered to operate in that realm. In the name of Jesus, I pray this morning for a fresh baptism of the spirit of faith. Yeah. That will empower us to believe all things in scriptures. Yeah. To believe all things in scriptures. Yeah. Because all scriptures are inspired by God. Every statement of scripture is equally inspired. Seek ye out of the book of the law and read. None of these shall fail. Neither shall anyone admit. For my mouth it has spoken. My spirit has gathered them. To believe all things means to experience all things that God has spoken. Now, in the name of Jesus, every evil heart of unbelief departs from you this morning. Every evil heart of unbelief departs from you this morning. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your right hand. Endue me, Jesus, with the spirit of faith this hour. Endue me, Jesus, with the spirit of faith this moment. Now, why am I asking us to pray that prayer? And the spirit entered into me when he spake unto me. May the spirit of faith that we are celebrating right now enter into you as this word is going on. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. What is supernatural faith, or what is the spirit of faith? Supernatural faith creates solution. Creates solutions. It creates solutions. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were created by him. And without him was not anything created that was created. God's word creates solutions. The earth was without form and void. And the word came on the stage. And shape, beauty, and color were created. God said it. God saw it. And as many as received the word, to them he gave power to manifest as sons of God, even to as many as believe on his name. Now, because spirit of faith enables us to believe all things. Praise God. Then it empowers us to create solutions where no one else may have it. Now, in the name of Jesus, I see you going forth from here. creating solutions to all those bargain issues in the name of Jesus Christ. Supernatural faith quickens the dead back to life. I've not seen such a great faith. No, not in Israel. Speak the word only, and then his servant was made whole the same hour. It quickens our bodies back to life. Whatever may be dying or dead in anyone's body is quickened back to life now. Supernatural faith never staggers at the promises of God. Abraham did not stagger at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Some faith does not shiver in the face of challenges. Ever stable, ever settled, unruffled. Supernatural faith. And so, everything that God said about Abraham came to pass. In the name of Jesus, I decree this morning again a fresh release of the spirit of faith. Supernatural faith provokes the strange acts of God in our lives. If we exclaimed, we have seen strange things today. Jesus saw their faith, and that strong faith, the roof-tearing faith, resulted in the strange act of God. Mark chapter 2 and verse 1 to 12. We have seen strange things, verse 12, today. Their strong faith brought about the strange act of God. When they saw him manifest in Luke chapter 5, verse 26, we have never seen it in this fashion. We've never seen it in this fashion. And these were all solution-creating acts of God. All solution-creating acts of God, the answer to supernatural faith at work in these people. You'll never be stranded again. You'll never be stranded again. There is no irreversible case with supernatural faith. There is no irreversible case with supernatural faith. There is no irreversible case. Master, by now he thinketh. Did I not tell you? If you believe, you see the glory of God. There is no irreversible case. I don't know what case may have come to you, to Shiloh. Anywhere you may be around the world at this time, I'm announcing to you by the word of the Lord that there is no irreversible case with supernatural faith. There is no irreversible case. No matter what's thinking, it's reversible. No matter how close that case is, reversible. There is no irreversible faith case with faith. Strong faith will turn any situation around in your favor. And that's where you are entering into. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. But everything about power. So we see us talking about power, power, power. Their endowment and the answer to genuine thirst and crave. Lord, endue me with the spirit of faith. The Bible says, if you only father knows to give grace to their children, how much will you go give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? It's the same one spirit. There's one spirit, one baptism. So the spirit of faith, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of revelation, they are all same. And without a thirst, no one qualifies access to empowerment from on high. Without a genuine thirst, no one qualifies for empowerment from above. Therefore, I want your heart to be out there crying, Lord, I need to step forward in this area. Endue me. Everything we have done here is contrary to human reasoning. Don't move out of town, come to this forest, and shut down the church in town. How? Are you sick? No. We are very well. It empowers you to believe all things. If that was madness, see where madness has brought us to. It was, if that was being daft, see where being daft has brought us to. But it takes strong faith to believe all things that God commands. Strong faith to believe all things that God commands. You can't tell me how many have lost their place in destiny for fear. Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Please note that the quality of our life is a function of the quality of our faith. The just shall live by his faith. By his faith. Now, it is to everyone according to his faith. To everyone. So we need this to keep enjoying the hand of God upon our life. Who had believed our report? Unto whom is the arm of God revealed? He reveals his hand to everyone that truly believes him. Now watch. Faith is of the heart. For with the heart man believeth. It's not of the mouth. It's of the heart. It's not of the face. It's of the heart. I'm believing God. You know you are not. You know you are not. You have closed the case inside you. I agree to cope with it. But today, things will turn. As this spirit enters you, everything will turn in your favor. What God confirms in our life is the word we receive and believe. God was working with them, confirming the word according to their faith in that word. Confirming the word according to our faith in that word. In the name of Jesus, you won't have difficulty anymore believing God. You won't have any more difficulty believing God. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. But that's not by power. That's not by might. That's by the Spirit of God. receive that fresh endowment this morning. In Jesus' precious name. Now, but why do we need supernatural faith? There are giants in everyone's promised land, and it will take strong faith to dispossess them of our inheritance. Now we have gone to the land, we are back. The 10th spy or the 12th spy said, their spokesman said, it's as God said it. But the people there are men of great stature. Nevertheless, everything says right, but we can't get through. We can't get there. But Caleb steal them. Stop! Joshua and Caleb. God said it. We saw it. We will take it. The 10 lost their inheritance, lost their life in the wilderness, but the 2 made it through. Your inheritance and my own is a reality, but it takes strong faith to flush out the giant standing in your promised land. It takes strong faith. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him, and as wholly followed me, unto him will I give the land. As fully, that is what's happening notwithstanding, fully, God said it, I believe it, that settles it. The mockery is notwithstanding, as fully followed me. Holy, follow me. He had another spirit with him. The spirit of faith. That they are bread to us. What you are looking at are empty barrels. We are well able to possess the land and to take it. Did they take it or not? There are giants in every man's promised land. There are giants in everyone's promised land. It takes strong faith to flush them out. You will not lose your place in destiny to the giants in your land. That's why we need supernatural faith. To displace the giants in our promised land. Why do we need supernatural faith? The enemy will always resist God's plan in our life. A great door, 1 Corinthians 16:9, an effectual is opened unto me, and there are many adversaries. Deuteronomy chapter 2 and verse 24. The word says, rise ye up, take your journey and pass over this river Arnon. Behold, I have given into thy hand Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his land. Begin to possess it. I've given you, you are to possess it. Begin to possess it. And contend with him in battle. I've given you, begin to possess it. Begin to possess it. Begin to possess it. Hallelujah. Amen. Fight the good fight of faith. We are in that also called fight the good fight of faith. It is that contention that we need supernatural faith to deal with. There will always be a Red Sea
to cross into our promised land.
It takes faith to go forward. We rest in your throne, going forward to die or what? It's not a stream. How much swimming can you do? What of the children? The elderlies? No. Go forward. What strong faith does is to make you dare the oppositions. Go forward. And when the sea saw them, the sea fled. Strong faith will always put our enemies to flight. In the name of Jesus, you won't back out of your promised land. You won't back out of your promised land. You will not back out of your promised land. This is why every believer must earnestly contend for the endowment of the spirit of faith. He said, earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. Earnestly contend. Earnestly contend. He said, covet the best gift. Covet earnestly the best gifts. You must live here with this treasure today. You must live here with this treasure today. Living Shiloh with the treasure of the spirit of faith. What are the characteristics of supernatural faith? Supernatural faith is a speaking force. Whatever he believes, he declares. No matter who is angry or happy. Whatever he has received and believes, he declares. The circumstances notwithstanding. Whatever he has received and believed, he declares. I remember sometimes many years ago, one of our church deaconesses came crying, and I said, what's the matter? He said, please, the way they are talking about you in town. Don't say I'll be rich again. I said, don't touch that area. Don't touch that area. I will not only be rich, I'll be the richest. So I got to the service that day. There was a service. I said, one of you came to me crying today that I should not say I'll be rich again because of the way they are talking against me in town. I said, I will not only be rich, I'll be the richest. I saw her, she laughed. Where she sat down, she laughed. This is my father, I won't hear anything. I was given power to get wealth March 22, 1982. Hey, there is no game, no command. It's not let's pray, let's plead. No. He showed me what to do to be empowered for wealth. I believed it hook, line, and sinkers. I was a super wealthy boy without a bank account. Super wealthy boy without a bank account. Gentlemen and ladies, for 40 years I never branched anywhere to ask for any help. From any man, sir. From any man. Because I saw me operating in the realm of supernatural wealth. By showing me what to do. My son David, my prosperity plan, because I went there to ask the Lord, show me the secret of kingdom prosperity. And I'm glad you are here. You went with me on that journey. You reminded me because I didn't know who went, who didn't go. You went with me. When he showed me, I shouted and screamed and screamed. I can never be poor. My faith caught up with it. I believed it, hook, line, and sinker. It's coming little by little, little by little,
It's coming.
It's coming. But to write a billion today is not a stress for me. Yet, I've never borrowed from a bank. This thing is real. But when you are empowered to believe all things, it makes all the difference. To believe all things, not many things are shown to you, but you don't, you couldn't receive it. You have not built your faith capacity to that level. And what's managerial faith is to take you beyond your own level of faith into God's own kind of faith. I began to do what he says will make it happen. With utmost delight, without ever being encouraged by any man, nor anyone succeed to discourage me. And it began to happen little by little. My prayer today is that capacity will be released into you. Yeah. God's idea was to build this place in 1 year. Sir, it takes strong faith to declare it. It takes strong faith to pursue it. It takes strong faith not to cringe in the process. It takes strong faith not to stagger in the process. We were still roofing in July. We dedicated in September. Takes faith, strong faith, to believe some instructions which leads to your glorious future. That's why we need this. Again, my prayer is that no devil robs you of your place in destiny. God's agenda for your life shall not fail. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So shall it be. No doubt God has been speaking to many of us in our private lives. Grace to believe it and believe what they're saying to you. Receive it now. Characteristics of supernatural faith is a driving force, a driving force. It keeps you in motion. Hebrews 11:7. Not being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, moved. Supernatural faith puts you on the move. Moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house. By faith, moved with the word. What God said to him put him on the move. Supernatural faith is a moving force. Number three is a daring force. God, who gave me the lion and the bear, will give me this uncircumcised Philistine today. Daring. A teenager. The whole army of Israel was jittery. David stood out. They stopped the mouth of lions. Not just lions in the field. Goliath lion. He comes out. Oh, and they're all going to hide him. David said, for what? For that one? I'll bring him down today. A dare the undearable. Nothing will scare you from God's plan and purpose for your life. That was the gateway of David to the throne. It's a fearless force. You find the man Moses who fled for his life, went into exile, and God said, come now, I'll send you down to Egypt. How? And David didn't leave his family behind. Let me go. So if I died, he would at least survive. He took his wife and his two sons and headed back to Egypt. A fearless force. You saw Moses, sir, standing before Pharaoh as an immovable mountain. Pharaoh! No protocol. No protocols. How long will you be hardened? How long will you harden your heart? Tomorrow you will see this. And there was no attempt to arrest him. And the Bible says, by faith, Moses. By faith, Moses. By faith, Moses. By faith, Moses. Supernatural faith makes you fearless. The enemy can't scare you. You are tougher inside than any enemy outside. You are just tougher inside than any enemy outside. There are things I say on this pulpit that many can't sleep. Amen. In the camp of the enemies, they can't sleep for days. And the saints keep rejoicing. They are moving to the next level. You are moving to the next level here. Supernatural faith makes you fearless. The word fear will not be near where you live anymore by reason of your faith. Now, little faith creates room for fear. But strong faith does not know fear. Strong faith does not know fear. Why are you so fearful? Oh, you have little faith. He rebuked the wind and the sea, and there was a great calm. It is the spirit of faith, your strong faith, that nullifies fear. You know, everyone is a victim of what he fears. You'll not be a victim in life anymore. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Thank you, Father. It shall be the dawn of a new day for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. 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 The whole generation of Israel will have lost out without the spirit of faith at work in Moses. Pharaoh's army was here, rest in front. All you can do is just turn back and surrender. Turn back and surrender. Turn back and surrender. No, we don't turn back here. We go forward. How do we go from here? Go forward. How do we go from here? Go forward. Where do we go from here? Go forward. In the name of Jesus, nothing will make you turn your back anymore. Nothing will make you turn your back anymore. Let's close with this as we look at some manifestation of supernatural faith. One, supernatural faith speaks through his carrier. You are not planning and programming what to say when confronted. A force speaks from within you. He said, don't bother what to say. It is the spirit of your Father that speaks in you. Supernatural faith manifests through a speaking force from within inside us. Matthew 10, verse 20. Supernatural faith sees the invisible through the eyes of faith. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 26-27. By faith, he forsook Egypt, fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. It empowers us to see the invisible through the eyes of faith. What God says he will do, he will do. What is happening right now, notwithstanding. What God said he will do, he will do. What's happening right now, notwithstanding. What God says he will do, he will do. Now, God knew COVID-19 was coming, and he said he will plant for himself 10,000 churches. We didn't back out and explain to God, you may not be aware there's COVID-19 lockdown. Let's inform you because you are very busy in heaven. He made a nonsense of it and went far beyond what he said to prove that he's God. Why? Because we believed him. In the name of Jesus, the end of saying impossibility in the place of possibilities is come into your life. You can't be conscious of God with you and still be subject to fear. If God be for us, who can be against us? To be able to see the invisible empowers us to dare the undearable. Number four, it empowers us to think the unthinkable. Our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us, and he will deliver us. My God, the unthinkable. He will deliver you from fiery furnace. You heard that before. The king was very angry, raised the temperature 7 times more, and they came out without a smell of fire on them. It makes you think the unthinkable. Makes you think the unthinkable. Makes you think the unthinkable. It makes you think the unthinkable. Now watch. It puts the believer at rest in the midst of storms. You enjoy inexplainable rest in the midst of crisis. You are peaceful as a river in the midst of turbulence. Jesus was fast asleep on the pillow. He knew the end from the beginning, so he knew there was going to be a great storm on the way. He was fast asleep on a pillow. Fast asleep. And he challenged their faith. So it was this supernatural faith that gave Jesus rest in the midst of the storms. They woke him up. Don't you care that we perish? They know he can't perish. Isn't by my God? From now, I see you fully at rest in the midst of the storms. Let me tell you what that does. The Lord shall fight for you.
Yes.
As long as you hold your peace. The Lord shall fight. So it puts you in the realm of the supernatural naturally. God keeps fighting when you are truly at rest. He keeps fighting your battle when you take full rest. Full rest. Full rest. Full rest. Sir, I've never suffered one sleepless night on the issues of this nation. But whatever God tells me to say, I say it clearly, openly, unashamedly and unperturbed and at rest at all times. I knew this government won't do Nigeria any good, and I told you from the beginning, the worst thing that ever happened to this nation, the worst that ever happened to this nation is this devilish, murderous government. Retrogressive in every way. But I told you before, and I shouted it clearly, I never denied it once. For who and to who and for what? You are at rest in the midst of the storm, and God takes over the battle and he begins to deal with your enemies. He said, open your mouth wide I'm going to feel it. What won't happen to me? He said, oh, that you have happened to me, I will have torn my hand against your enemies and changed their story. Anything you truly believe, God is committed to confirm. A change is coming. You are not living here the same way you came. You are not living here the same way we came. You are not living here the same way you came. We had a turbulence on our flight one time from Cyprus to Israel. And oh, I said, peace. I won't tell you what other people were saying. Some couldn't say anything, they were just peace. And there was a great calm. Peace. And there was a great calm. From now, the rest you need to transfer your battle to God by the endowment of the spirit of faith, receive it right now. This is why we all need to crave for the endowment of the spirit of faith that will displace all the giants in our promised land and give us the rest required in the midst of every storm, so he can take over our battles. He will take over your battles. Stand to your feet, everybody. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Amen. In summary, supernatural faith empowers believers to accomplish strange feats. Strange feats. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. How? Through access to strange depths. God has revealed them to us that love him. For the Spirit of God searches all things. Yea, the deep things of God. The deep things of God. Accomplishing strange feats. Strange feats. Watch out. From now, you'll be listed among people accomplishing by grace things that eyes have not seen, nor ears have. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your two hands and thank God for the endowment of the spirit of faith available to all that ask him. Thank God for your open access to the endowment of the spirit of faith. How much more will God give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Thank him. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. 1986, I was away to Tulsa with a crave. I don't know what the name is. Whatever makes Hagen, Hagen, Lord, I need it. Whatever makes Hagen, Hagen, I didn't know it was a bit of it I was asking for. Whatever makes Hagen, Hagen, I need it. And so I sat down in that meeting in the gallery, focused. No distraction. I couldn't tell who sat on my right and who sat on my left. I must sit on with this thing. I don't know his name. But the thing that's working in this man, I must have it. I must have it. One afternoon session, this great patriarch of faith was ministering. And then God opened my physical eyes. And I saw his face was transfigured to that of a little child. And I saw oil pouring down from his head, down his cheeks, and down to his suit. And something electric was fired into me. You must live here with an experience. I burst into tears uncontrollably, and I love to be decent anywhere. In the midst of the sobbings, uncontrollable sobbings, the Lord said to me, "My son David, the baton has been passed over to you." Now, I must tell you this, there is nothing God tells me to do that needs a second look. There's nothing God has ever told me to do that has required a second look. Let's look at this from this other perspective. I don't have other perspective. Anything he says is the truth and nothing but the truth. When I believe it, it's made manifest in my life. Whatever he says is just right. All the time. All the time. All the time. All the time. So I hear God today like Egan was hearing God. Clean, clear, strong. Now, my prayer is that that thing working in me, which I found working in Egan, will enter into you today. It will start working in your life from today. So, through this period, make it part of your desire to ensure its reality in your life before departing from this side. You can't doubt it when you have it. When it comes, you will know. It can't come without you knowing. It must come to you today. Yeah. Lift up those two hands and give God thanks.
God deserves a better thanks given from us. Make it better, make it stronger. Make it louder. Give him the glory. As you are clapping, be thanking him with your mouth as well. Thank him. Let him hear your voice. The same way he's hearing your hands and your clapping. Thank him for the definite blessings you and I have received today. Thank him for this hour of visitation. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you thanks. Blessed be your name. Someone who has been blessed, in the spirit of thanksgiving, shout, "I am blessed." May the blessing we have received stick to us in the name of Jesus.